Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
I'm about to leave, actually. Hey, hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling because what company is this? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're third-party call center. We work with multiple campaigns.
Campaigns?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, anywho, I've seen that this you guys withdrew money out of my account, and I would need it back to be replaced.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
53223.
First and last name?
Nicole Brown.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Brown, for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
Sorry, hold on. 691 West Glenbrook Road. Milwaukee, 53223.
It says 691, not 671?
Yes. 6971.
Okay. It shows here that you purchased our Keto Axan, which is the keto as well as the cleanser, and their dietary supplements.
I figured that's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Their dietary supplements used to reduce your appetite. It looks as though that you started...
No, I know what it is, but I wasn't trying to do a subscription at all, and I've been waiting for the email to cancel it, and yeah. And it never showed up. I literally was just in my... I've been waiting for the email to come through, but I just went back to make sure I didn't double skip it. I don't have any type of email to, like, cancel the subscription.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure that they actually send you an email to cancel the subscription. You're actually supposed to call in before your 14 days. And if you...
I didn't have a phone number to call in.
How did you...
Because that's why I went back to my email. This was on an ad, how I got it. And then when I was even on there, it double charged me for the other thing that I didn't even really want.
Well, we can remove...
So I just... Okay, go ahead.
We can remove the charge for the product that you don't want. But, however, you did enroll yourself in a 14-day free trial, which started on the 19th of December. And that trial, being that you did not call before the 14 days to discontinue, that is why you were charged the retail amount and placed on the auto shipment program. But what we can do for you is offer you a 30-day hold on the account, which is 1 month full free of charge. And anytime within those 30 days, you can call to discontinue out your service.
No, I want to be done with this. Period, because I've never known of a company that don't. That's like Amazon Prime. Actually, if you want to sign up for Amazon Prime, they send you an email stating, hey, did you still want to subscribe or you want to get off? No, I don't want anything, none of it. I can't have people going to my account as is. That's $200 down the drain.
Well, ma'am, we can offer you a 35% discount on our reoccurring charges, lowering that charge for you.
No, I don't want to be a part of this at all. And if you're not going to do it, I need to speak to a supervisor.
Well, ma'am, I do inform you that I do want to help you in any way that I can.
No, that's fine. I get what you're saying, but I just don't want to be bothered. Like, things that I got to remind to end and all this stuff, I can't keep up with that. And I don't need money being withdrawn out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. However, how would you like it if I offer you my personal discount of 50% and loan that charge to only half the amount of the original price? And you can...
You are a really great salesperson. You are really great, but no.
Okay, well,
I can't. When you got three kids, you don't got time for extra stuff to be coming out your account.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand your frustration, so I did go ahead and cancel out the account for you. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Hold on. I just put my pen down. I was leaving my office. Go ahead.
That cancellation is C as in Charlie,
mm-hmm.
0, F as in Friday,
mm-hmm.
F as in Friday,
mm-hmm.
The number 5,
mm-hmm.
The number 8. E is in Edward. E
uh-huh.
is in Edward. Another E is in Edward. C is in Charlie. And the number 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now, since this is canceled, nothing else will be withdrawn from my account. And
that is correct.
Do I get a credit or no?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, at this time, we do not issue out credits to the charges once they are after the cancellation.
Okay, so is the product going to still come to my house?
Let's see.
Because if it does, I'll send it back. I don't want it.
You should not be receiving any more products, ma'am.
Because I haven't received anything. That's why I was shocked that it was charged, because I haven't received anything.
It says it was delivered on the 26th of December. If you like, I can reship. If not, then...
Oh, no. The first initial one, yes, that we paid for $6, $7.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm talking about the $90-some dollars.
That's what you were...
No, I was... No, I was charged... I wouldn't call and complain about $6, $7. I was charged $92.
Yes,
that's what I'm trying to call to cancel.
And it's canceled, ma'am. What I'm telling you is that you were charged $90 for the product that was paid for $6 only for shipping and handling. The 90 something is for the retail price of the product, ma'am. She's like a cat. She
brings home stuff. Wow. So I don't understand. Since this was charged, shouldn't there be some other stuff coming?
Ma'am, no, ma'am. I mean, if you were charged again for a new product, then yes, you were only charged the retail amount for the two products that you only pay shipping and handling for, ma'am. These are not for new charges. I mean, new products.
All right. So basically, you guys are scammers because you told us we get the product for free, and then you cancel it. I thought it was 30 days, honestly, but okay, 15 days. So y'all saying that it should be canceled by then. So why still charge if no products will be sent out?
Ma'am, you were charged for the products that were already...
I understand what you're saying, and I'm far from slow, because now I'm getting pissed off. What I'm saying, when people send stuff and give you the free and give you the shipping and handling or whatever, if you don't cancel the subscription, you're still engaged in this whatever event, program, whatever. Where if you're going to charge me, I should be getting some product.
So would you like for me to reship
because
you
I was
out
already,
the product, ma'am?
I need my refund, really.
Ma'am, all charges are valid.
I get what you're... Let me get up out of my office because I'm... Okay. We got the products for whatever amount, right? When you're signed up on a certain thing, do you guys not send something out each month then and charge us?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You've already charged me $90-something dollars, so where's the product or what have you? That's what I'm talking about because when it gets there, I'm sending that shit back because I want my $90-something dollars back.
Well, ma'am, even if you offer to send it back, that is not guaranteed a full refund, ma'am.
I don't care. I'll take whatever, but I want my money back because this is technically a scam. I never dealt with nobody that did stuff like this. And they actually gave you 30 days, not 15. And I hope they pay you well here because y'all, this is bullshit.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, at this time, I'm unable to process a refund. We do not have a return policy.
May I speak to a manager or another number where who can give me my money back? Because this ain't over. Because, yeah, y'all playing games, for real. And I'm not about to deal with this. I've dealt with plenty other companies that, okay, I missed a day or two to re-sign up or whatever, and they still refunded my money. So this is some BS. I need to speak to a manager, someone above you.
Well, ma'am, I do inform you that I am trying to help you in the best way that I can.
I know you can, but you're not understanding. I mean, you understand what I'm saying, but this is your job. I understand that, so I don't want to get angry with you. But, no, I need my money back because that's damn near $200. I mean, I go to work every day, but I still don't want to pay damn near $200. Absolutely not.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do reassure you that we all follow the same protocol, and at this time, I cannot issue out a refund, but I will be gladly to send your call over to a supervisor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.